This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 7th. God's word to you today is Jesus is Lord. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 12, verses 10 and 11, which says, "Didn't you ever read this in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see." The next prophecy that we'll be considering is, the Messiah will be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. This was prophesied in Psalm 110, verse 4, which says, "The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." It is fulfilled in Hebrews 5, verse 5 and 6, which says, "That is why Christ did not honor himself by assuming he could become high priest. No, he was chosen by God, who said to him, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father.' And in another passage, God said to him, 'You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.'" Who is Melchizedek? He is the king of Salem. And Salem was not a physical place on earth. Melchizedek has no beginning and has no end. Melchizedek does not have a source, a starting point. He just existed and still exists. When the Bible says Jesus is a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek, it means he has no beginning and he has no end. Abraham was a patriarch, and the Bible says that Levi paid tithe in Abraham because he was in Abraham's loins. According to Hebrews 7, verses 1 to 17, "You pay tithe to a higher priest, and as a patriarch, Abraham was the highest on earth at the time. Melchizedek showed up, and Abraham paid tithe to him. This was before the law. For all those who say tithe is Old Testament, it is the law. Abraham was not under the law, yet he paid tithe. In fact, what Jesus came to do was to engraft us as seeds of Abraham, not to yoke us under the law. The law came with Moses, but grace and truth came with Jesus." The next prophecy we'll be looking at is, the Messiah would be the rejected cornerstone. The prophecy is in Psalm 118, verses 22 to 24, which says, "The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." The fulfillment of this prophecy is in Acts 9-12, which says, "Are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you, and to all the people of Israel, that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures, where it says, 'The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.' It is not Jesus and, it is not Jesus or. It is Jesus and Jesus alone. There is no ambiguity in these prophecies. Jesus is the Messiah, and he is worthy of worship." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that my life and my faith will be unshakable and deeply rooted in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.